Our CES 2015 coverage is proudly powered by the Eureka Factory. From technology-based events to full-scale community centers, the Eureka Factory can help your idea come to life. It's where great programs, projects, events, and creative spaces and places happen. Contact them today to make those things happen in your community at eurekafactory.net. I'm Nick with F5Live.tv, part of the Tech Podcast Network, and TPN.tv here at Meccano, looking at this crazy robot here with Fraser, senior design guy. Thank you for taking some time. Let's talk real quick on who this company is. I know that he's touching me, and I know them as Erector. How did this all come to be?
Okay, so Erector, as you know, is a US sort of brand name. It's actually known as Meccano in the rest of the world. So right now, what we're doing is we've encompassed the Erector brand into Meccano, and we've actually purchased it, the Meccano brand, because we work for a company called Spinmaster, which is our bigger company. We inherited the Meccano brand about 18 months ago, Meccano and Erector together. And when we took it on board, is we really wanted to take those really, really classic, very, very great toy lines, a lot of heritage and history in those guys, but really kind of bring them kicking and screaming into the 21st century. So taking all the great elements of like mechanical engineering, which has been around for a long time, but now there's software engineering and there's electronic engineering as well. So we want to come up with a really great product to kind of bring all three of those together. So what better than jump on the really great sort of mechanism there of humanoid robotics. So with that, we want to introduce the Meccanoid G15KS. And KS stands for kid size. As you see, it stands at 4 feet tall.
Definitely a kid size for sure. And this thing is touching me as we proceed here, so it's a little bit weird getting bumped by the robot. I've worked with robots in the past. I'm with FIRST Robotics too, so I have a lot of ties into robotics. Tell us what makes this one so special and unique.
Okay, so it's interesting. It's good you mentioned like FIRST Robotics. A lot of great clubs, a lot of great sort of societies, a lot of great competitions out there, and a lot of great products from other companies. What we wanted to do though, because we wanted to come at this from a slightly different angle. A lot of opportunities for educational robotics, but we want to come at it for more of a sort of fun, interactive, sort of emotional connection kind of toy. So by having like a humanoid product rather than like an educational, it's pick this ball up and move it over there, which are very, very cool in their own right and a lot of great things. We wanted to have a fun robot, actually has like 1,000 sort of lines of script in there, voice recognition, so you can actually relate to this robot. You ask you your name, it tells you his name, tells jokes, you have a lot of fun with this guy, but it starts to coax you into like really fun ways to kind of program a robot. But we wanted to make it sort of easy. Instead of having to sit there and type lines of code on a computer or a tablet, for example, we want to do some really, really basic things. Push a button on his chest, move his arms and his head around, say something, press play, it does it straight back to you. That's it. Simplistic as that, you program the robot. And then once you add in a smart device as well, communicating via Bluetooth, we can use like a puppet type app on there as well. You can move this thing around, record those motions, send them to a friend if you want to via an email or a text message. And then even still, using a front facing camera on a smart device, we can use like motion capture type technology as well. So I can stand there, move my arms and limbs around, and the robot's gonna follow you. So we wanna make some really, really simplistic ways to kind of get kids into programming. Then once we've got them engaged and they're interested, low barrier, complexity, low to entry, then coax them into sort of like, you know, more complex ways of sort of programming. So then if you wanted to, you can actually plug into this guy via USB. I can start coding with this thing if I want to. So we're gonna share all of the communication protocols on our website. So you could get into, you know, right up to university level education, robotics with this thing and do some really, really great stuff. So that's what we wanted to do. Easy in, but very, very high ceiling of what you can kind of do with this.
So as you mentioned, definitely a lot of things you can do. I would normally ask, well, what can it do? But I know the answer is limitless. What are the favorite things that you've done with the robot?
I think the favorite things, here's the thing. I'm not a roboticist. I'm not a computer programmer. So this is like a robot for, I'm not going to say for idiots, but someone like me who's not really a programmer, you know. So the fun things for me is literally just moving its limbs around, waving at my mom, waving at my sister, you know, saying some funny sort of jokes, and then pressing play and off it goes and does it. It never sort of fails to kind of like, you know, raise people's like eyebrows and, you know, getting a good laugh at them when you do things like that. So those are the fun things I like to do with it.
Sure. Now, I've looked behind me here. I see a bunch of different models. So this kit is very adaptive. A lot of customizability, not only with the programming, but with the design of the robot itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you say, so it is a construction system. It comes, you know, in pieces and in nuts and bolts, designed in a way to kind of be put together fairly simply. And then the easier pieces go together and then like nuts and bolts hold it together. But of course you can take it apart and you can build something else. You know, we've got things such as educational robotic platforms here, or you can build it into, you know, a dinosaur, anything you want. I mean, you know, The limit really is your imagination with this thing. You know, but we just humanoid first, get you engaged, and then like keep on moving. I can do this, I can do that, I can do anything with this robot.
So the limitations and possibilities really are endless. How can people get a hold of this? Pricing, availability, when can people actually pick up one and put it in their homes to bring them a glass of orange juice?
Absolutely. Well, so this is going to be launched on the shelves and the retail this year in August in 2015. So it's a big part of the big Meccano relaunch. It's going to be in Target, Toys R Us, for example, in the US. So there's going to be a lot of PR around this item here, so we're going to see that. And also, this is like the real PR item. We're going to have smaller robots as well, which are going to come out at lower sort of price points as well.
So. And I found it really interesting, you're going to be at Last Gadget Standing. You guys are in the running there, so that's also a pretty interesting thing. What are we going to be showing off there?
Pretty much what you see here, we're going to see this guy as it stands. We're going to be showing all of the demos and the features which we're going to be showing here, but obviously in a bit more of a intimate setting. And of course, fingers crossed that we're going to come out pretty well in that competition.
Awesome. Where can people go to get more information about your product?
You can get online to, if you go to Facebook, for example, or you go to Meccano.com, and then you can get a lot more information about there. A lot more information is going to be coming out every day from now on. So you get, watch this space. You're going to see a lot about this guy in the coming months.
Very cool things. Adaptable, customizable, and it touches you. That's the coolest thing ever. Fraser, thank you so much. It does touch your heart. Fraser, thank you so much for taking some time. And if you want more information for the 2015 International CES, be sure to check out f5live.tv or the Tech Podcast Network at tpn.tv. So, you've got a great idea, but you're not quite sure how to make that idea come to life. That's when you contact the Eureka Factory. From things like Robotica Tampa Bay 2014, all the way to the Hive at the John F. Germany Library in Tampa, Florida, the Eureka Factory has everything you need to make your technology or educational program come to life. Be sure to check out more at eurekafactory.net.